Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dane Neal. Dane comes by every Wednesday, and we talk about the world of food.
World. What the universe.
Great, what a great world.
Every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Well, you think about this. Okay.
I liked yours last week. You were great last week.
Yeah, when you were last the doctor week. Talking
yeah.
about
mental. Well, I do that one. It's kind of like the stream, except it's just in my living room.
Right, right, right. That's fun.
So it's a streamless stream.
That's a good time.
Yeah, some of my, some right. of my best
so
work.
So today's topic, Dane, is...
It's tailgating.
Tailgating.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
this is when you think about, you know, the kind of the kickoff, no pun intended, maybe I intended it, I don't
you
know, of
it.
the NFL season that's all coming up. And everybody, you know, if you look at the past experts.
Everyone but Bill.
Of the.
Yeah, I'm out.
See, but what Bill can look forward to is this part of it because, you know, the food side of it, I think it's people kind of dealing with disappointment. You never know what's going to happen with the Bears and what's going to be 4-12, 6-10. Maybe I know with the latest acquisitions and some moves in the front office and the coaching staff, people have high hopes, right?
Yep.
Higher
hopes.
Yeah.
Well, I heard they're talking playoffs and all sorts of things.
Oh,
and,
for the Bears?
Which would be wonderful.
Or in general.
For the Bears.
Oh, that's interesting.
You didn't know? You got to get up to speed with this. There's been some big moves. And that is wonderful. And I think, you know, great food and a tailgate is an opportunity to celebrate with fellow fans. But also, I think the tailgate can be the kind of thing that never lets you down.
Oh.
Right?
That is the best time ever.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it really is, right, Wendy? It's
honestly, I hope my friend Sue, who has season tickets, is not listening, but the tailgating is better than the game to me.
If you're doing it...
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
If you're doing it right, or you know somebody a couple cars down that's doing it right, and if you look at, you know, for things like the Bears, people tailgate for decades, right? And they're almost in the same place. It's a traditional thing. Forget about, let's say, the season tickets and who you sit next to inside the stadium. People, you know, get together, they look forward to seeing each other, and they have things that they make. It's a big deal. So what are your thoughts as far as, like, when you should show up to a tailgate? I know there's probably rules, and I know when they, with the new stadium, with the Bears and the configuration and McCormick Place, didn't they put some restrictions on, like, when you could show up and, you know, and those kind of things? People can still
like
show up.
3 days early is too early, right?
It's too
you
early.
Want it to be game day? Is that what you're saying?
In the NFL world, it's too early, but people still show up early in the morning, you know?
Sure.
Let's say it's a noon game. They'll be there. I don't know if you're doing a lot of prep, and some people bring their entire
oh my God,
like,
some people.
Game room. It looks like, right, a man cave there.
And 1 year we went and they got a Winnebago or something. So you could go in or out. And that was awesome because you didn't have to worry about the bathroom.
Oh,
and
that's
they
better.
Had a bloody a table with a Bloody Mary bar with all the fixins before it became popular to put everything, including a slider in there.
Right.
And just foot long or 8 foot long Subway sandwiches. And and then we just went to the preseason game Thursday, and my friend Sue lugged her Bears cooler on the train. We got on in LaGrange, 4 chairs, and then we opened. We're like, Sue, we only have an hour, and she goes, oh, I'm going to take care of my girlfriends. She had little individual packages of provolone and salami that she got at Costco. She had a bean dip. She had ice cold beers. Bears napkins.
And last year, Wendy, she made sandwiches shaped like Dick Butkus. I don't know how she did that. But
old Dick Butkus or young fiery Dick Butkus?
Old Dick Butkus.
How come you can't say
Dick Butkus? What does that mean?
It's a Butkus.
I think that's bad.
What, he turned into Harry Carey?
His name backwards is Dick Butkus. All right, explain this to me because I don't understand this. Some of the people tailgating, not all, but some of them will not even be attending the game, right? They will stay in the parking lot.
You have tickets to share. That's
is that
another
what goes
thing.
On there?
We've done that in the past.
Oh.
Were you bringing extra tickets?
No, you have a ticket. You go in the game, and then like you go outside.
Oh yeah,
and
you
give
that?
It to
you
someone. Yeah, because they'll just scan it.
Oh, all right.
And
I think they're
trying
be...
to circumvent that.
Oh well, this was years ago.
Yes,
sorry. Because
now
it
it'll
me.
Be a disappointment.
Yeah, what happened?
That person's already
Wendy said I could get in,
and they don't necessarily want to have people going in and out because you know they'll say that you've got to bring. It's almost like the airport now, where you got to bring a clear bag.
Right.
You know, items can only be like an ounce of this and that, and it's got to be like, you know, your insulin or something for you to go ahead and bring it in. But you're right, Wendy, you know, oftentimes the biggest party, some of the time, especially if you look at the, you know, the past few seasons, the the most fun part is happening in the parking lot, right? And then you can plan out all the food that you've got. I know they've elevated some of the food selections at Soldier Field, but, you know, where you can have almost anything. You know, mm-hmm. you can have a lot of that cold stuff. You can grill stuff right there. You know, have your burgers and your brats and your hot dogs and all those kind of things. And
steaks. Yeah. There was somebody in the Adler parking lot doing steaks on a little Smoky Joe. Like, big-ass steaks.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Steak fajitas and all that kind of stuff. All you have to do, and it's kind of like this. I don't know if I'd recommend taking everything on a train with you, because that sounds...
It was so hard.
That sounds hard. But the thing is, that's different about this as opposed to a lot of the grilling. At AmazingRibs.com, they've got all sorts of the information of how to do a brisket and spend 14 hours doing it. Plus, also, all your tailgate tips is that you really do have to, even if you're going to spend a few hours there, yeah. or if it's a NASCAR race, you know, for that Sunday race, they'll show up on Wednesday.
Ugh.
Right? So
God, really?
You have to bring lodging with you as well. Is that it's got to be, you know, you got to pop it up and take it down. You want to break it down really quick. One of the different things, and I know this has been a discussion on this show, whether it's the charcoal versus gas, you know, mm-hmm. all your purists are going to mm-hmm. say that they love charcoal, but, you know, it stays hot for a long time, and so the gas may be the way to go. There's even, and you can look forward at AmazingRibs.com, now they've advanced technology to the point where you can have backpack grills. There's a Kevlar backpack grill.
Wow, that's impressive.
That you can just pop up and go ahead and make some stuff and do your prep in advance as well. And we'll talk about some of those items. And then the accoutrements of fun. Wendy, you mentioned the Bears napkins and things like that. People are getting into kind of the swing of things on the design side, and a lot of the ladies... You know, not that guys can't do it too, but yeah.
Guys don't think about it.
They're putting their stamp right on the tailgate.
Yep. Dane Neal is here. We're talking tailgating. If you'd like to jump in, we'd love to hear from you. It's 312-981-7200 on the call line and the text line. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
Dane, you should host a show that's like Meet the Press, except it's called Press the Meat. Think about that.
Oh.
Just think about that.
Bill,
Sunday morning?
Do these never, and I know that's, you know, the eternal mantra of save it for the show, but
right.
you should bring that up in the commercial break.
Yeah.
Now, how many podcasts, you know, Press the Meat going to be starting up?
Yeah, that would
up?
Work. Whatever.
Give it to the world.
Dane Neal's here. We're a think tank. That's what we are here in the studio, a think tank. We're talking about tailgating, and what better time with the football season about to begin. You have some hacks you'd like to share, correct?
Well, I mean, there's so many different kind of little things that when you hear them, they're tips, and you go, oh, yeah, you know, it's the kind of thing that you can do. So when sometimes you get there in the morning and people aren't thinking, I'm thinking because it's around lunchtime, mm-hmm. you know, you think of like hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, people have brought up kind of that stuff. But breakfast foods, you know, people make breakfast, and one of the hacks is, you know, take the eggs, break them all in advance, put them in, let's say, a milk jug or some kind of jug, and then you can have them all mixed up, everything that you're going to put in your scrambled egg mix,
yeah.
and you can just kind of pour it out on the griddle
That'd
when you
be
get
easier.
There. So you don't have to fight that stuff.
How about pick up Egg McMuffins on the way?
Also very easy. Way easy.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. I don't even tailgate. Just like
some of the
get there
fun
ready,
of it for people is the preparation, I guess. I don't understand that, but I guess it is.
I am in the Bill Leff camp of I guess. Now, I'm the guy, I can appreciate it. You know, you can appreciate, wow, this is really neat. How did you get your whole, you know, basement here? You've
yeah.
got couches and big screen TVs,
yeah.
and not the new kind. You know, the big old giant.
Right.
The big old giant kind. And you understand the preparation that went in, and just kind of that whole celebratory part of it that goes into kind of being there and doing it and the cold beer and all those kind of things. And so you can appreciate it. It isn't something that I would necessarily, I would participate in it and certainly have, but I don't know that I would do that.
You wouldn't organize it.
I wouldn't be that, you know, I'd support it.
And
you know,
and partake in
and
it.
And I would partake.
Me too.
Yeah, I would be there in the crowd, but I wouldn't be the one, you know, at 6 a.m. trying to lug the, you know, the 55-inch, you know, giant projection TV.
A lot of work.
You know, into the back of
it's
a van.
It's like Eric Foreman's basement from that 70s show
yeah,
out on the parking
outside.
Lot. That's what it is.
People yeah. people do it, and I think it becomes, you know, sort of their identity. You know, the guy, the Bears guy who wears like the Doug Plank jersey, and he wears like the actual, I think it's, I haven't done a DNA test, but I think there's some real bear.
Yeah, maybe.
In that thing. One of the other things, you know, ice is always that last minute thing that you don't necessarily think of, like, oh, where am I going to get some ice? And you got to stop. Burger King does.
Yes.
They'll give you some ice.
Sell ice bags of ice. Isn't that the best idea?
People
just go to the drive-thru.
There's a hack right there. Even if you just need it for whatever you need it for. But you can take some of that water, because the ice can get messy, especially if you're going to be putting food into the cooler, keeping things cold, as opposed to just, you know, cans of pop soda beer. Is you can, you know, fill up, again, another use for the milk jug, the eternal milk jug, is go ahead and put water in that, freeze that up the night before, and then you've got yourself giant ice packs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you plug stuff in?
Well, you can get small generators, yeah, you know, all over the place. That's another thing to think of, too. And I know that Honda makes a really good one, but you can go, I think, you know, 50, 75, 100. Depends on how committed you are to power. Yeah. But that's a great point, because you want to be able to plug that stuff in. Some of the grills, you know, you get those, you run by propane. But some people, right, they have sort of the kind of the Mardi Gras lights up.
It's very elaborate.
They've got the television on so they can watch the pregame shows in advance. You've
it's hard to see the TV screen, though, when it's really sunny out.
Yeah.
It really is.
This is a problem, right? So that's why you have the tent. You have the, the canopy,
the gazebo or whatever,
and the Lazy Boy and all that kind of stuff. They also have, and I think it's Cobra that makes it, a bunch of different sizes, is a converter where you've just got two things like you would if you were going to jump your battery. You just plug it to your battery, and then you can go ahead, and it's got regular outlet plugs. Very easy to use and great for a situation, you know, like that.
Does your car start at the end of the game then?
You just need
a new battery.
Yeah.
You just remember to turn it off. But here's some of the other things. So we all know about, you know, the breakfast foods. We talked a little bit about that. Bacon, you could do anything, you know, with bacon. Bacon is great anytime. But also here, like Dr. Barbecue had mentioned, you know, some of the things that he likes is stew, you know, soups and some of those kind of things that you could put and serve it in a coffee mug. So instead of the whole, because this is part of it, is it's got to be mobile. You know, you don't want to walk around with a bowl and a spoon, and you can just use the coffee mug. You can go ahead and have that ready to go.
That's easy. Are there ever alcoholic beverages served at these tailgate events?
I don't know.
Can I say something about that, though? Because this was 10 years ago, at least, that we had the Bloody Mary bar. And at that point, it was blue cheese, stuffed olives, celery, and maybe a couple of pickles.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, there are things in there where you can't even get to the drink.
Sure. I know.
That's too much.
You'd think it would be too much. But then again, I think that, you know, I think it lends itself to the festivity of the moment. Plus, sometimes it's good to have like a slice of, you know, pizza stuck on top there. I mean,
or a whole chicken. I read somewhere that somebody puts a whole chicken.
That's a bit much.
I mean, how do you even, how does the glass stay up?
This weekend, of course, go to AmazingRibs.com for a lot of the equipment and different grills and all that portable stuff where, you know, you can get something that you can, you know, set up, you can break it down. Meathead will be on, I think, this weekend as well. But on the you know, kind of the accoutrements of the design side of it is the Tailgate Cookbook. It just came out, and this is Beth Peterson. She's a person that I know and have worked with on a bunch of things over the years. She did the Tailgate Tour. She came out with this. And it is now the number one book on Amazon for its category. It's all about tailgating.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily, there's no, you know, flowers and, you know, puppies and, you know, whatever other things, you know, that paisley, doilies, nothing like that. It's just got more kind of a lady sensibility design, some chef elements built into it. And Wendy, you mentioned the alcohol side. Sure, everybody. This is one of those great moments. And think about this. Some of the best kind of feelings, you know, whether it's, you know, you want to be running through like a field of poppies and playing with puppies, but is sticking your hand into an ice cold cooler of and pulling out, you know, something.
Yes.
You know, a Pabst Blue Ribbon or something like that.
Now you're talking.
Right.
That sounds so good.
Doesn't it?
Ice cold.
I know. And there's nothing like, you almost want to do that at home. Just have one of those ready to go.
Yeah.
But there are so many different things you can do on the cocktail side with the margaritas, the punch, the Bloody Marys, and she'll have a bunch of that stuff in there too. Plus a lot of appetizers, like mobile foods that are really thoughtful, you know, on the tailgate side, easy to do. A lot of it is prep as much as you can beforehand so that you get there. And after you, because you know you're going to have, Bill, this would be you, you're going to have, you know, like a bottle of Jack Daniels or something. You're going to,
you know me.
And you won't be able to cook as
obviously
well as
you
would think.
Right.
Prep some of the stuff. And also on the cooler side, you can keep beer in it, but it also keep hot foods hot too. So you can prep some of that stuff at home and then bring it in that very expensive Yeti cooler and it'll be ready to go.
Perfect. Perfect. Bean bags are the official game of tailgating.
Here's the thing. Sure. Of course. Yeah. Right. And there's that protocol. You know, you don't want to, like, you know, disrupt the beanbag situation.
Right.
The football, you know, if you're going to flip frisbee is great. Stuff that you can't, let's say it goes errant, it won't, you know, hurt anybody. So lawn jarts are usually out.
Baccarat? You see a lot of that or not?
I think you set up not a tetherball court.
No one's going to invite you to their tailgating party, dude.
And then BackyardBarbecueStore.com and Dan Marguerite's going to be part of the show, too, with all of the equipment and things that you need. You know, all the different things from, like, brushes and aprons and certainly how-to books and all the equipment. It's going to be big. So
good.
Are you inspired, Bill, even though you're not interested in the sporting event, to maybe take up tailgating?
Right. I will go for the tailgating, and then I'll go home.
People do that.
I know they do.
Yeah.
I know they do. But then it also, like I said, it makes me laugh that people go and they just watch the game in the parking lot, because I would rather watch it on at home.
I don't...
It's fun to be in that lot with all the fans, though.
Don't you get sort of the... I mean, for me, it feels like way too much trouble.
Crazy.
Well, then you don't go.
Then you don't go.
Then you stand in your living room by yourself.
But you always see there's always people out there during the game. It's 11 degrees below, and they're outside.
There's something to be said, and the college football atmosphere is as good as it gets as well, certainly racing or whatever. But there's something to be said for being sort of in, like, the aura of the event.
Sure,
you know, the sights, the sounds.
Yeah. You're near. You're by it. You're not in it, but you're by it.
I feel it. If I wasn't going to go, it may seem like more trouble than it's worth,
right?
But it's worth giving a shot.
Absolutely. That's Dane. You're Dane Neal, you said, right?
A while now.
That's Dane Neal. And Dane, if people want to hear more of you on the weekends, what's their chance?
2 p.m. here on WGN Radio. On the road, we're going to hit the road for the ultimate tailgate experience.
Very nice. Thanks, Dane.
Thanks, Dane.
A quick break, some news, more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.